Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's episode 84, and we have the one and only Mr. Jay Sean. Baby, are you down, 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 down with the brown, brown load? Turns out he is very much down with us. And we chat about that and National Chocolate Day. You are going to love this episode. Shall we start?
One, two, three, four.
No, you are not my inspiration.
Well,
what's he on about? No, you're not my inspiration. How are you my inspiration?
I've become the inspiration of many a person up and down the country.
Hold on. Okay, sorry, have we started? Is this recording? Is it actually recording?
Yeah. I mean, but I don't know what you're on about.
He just said, he just turned around and said, I've made chutney. As you can see, I've made you guys a little veggie. Veggie bun thing, yeah. Right? I got some veggie.
Well, now you got your kebabs out in a bun.
No, actually, they're veggie sausages, right? Okay. They're you know, made from kale and spinach and all those things. They're not homemade, but okay. I made a chutney to go with it with some mayonnaise and stuff. And I just thought maybe you might quite like that. Well, but he's giving it all the clearly you're inspired by my chutney from when is it? Was it last week?
Last week,
or the week before? When did you make it? I feel like it was 2 weeks ago.
I think it was 2 weeks ago.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago. But this is no relation. This is a chutney I make all the time. And I thought you guys might appreciate it. So anyway.
So this is chutney war, basically.
Chutney wars. This is chutney, the chutney episode.
Man, I can just imagine you two putting your chutney all over each other.
Well, depending on whose is better.
We're going to put a bit on you.
Okay.
A bit on Kedge, and then we're going to pass it around a little bit.
Right. Cool. We'll bring it over here then. Let's slap it on before this gets cold.
Be part of this.
Yeah, okay. So basically, and I'll take a moment.
This is really hot, firstly. Is this as hot as my one?
I don't know. You tell me. No, I don't think it is as hot.
I'm going to do a little, little
taste. Is it really hot? Is it as hot as mine?
No, because I don't want to ruin that.
No.
Hang on. Why is it there are two different ones?
No. One's a bit of a dip. Right,
This is good. This is very good Indian chutney. This,
okay, good. Yeah. It's just your usual.
This has got
coriander and chilies and that kind of stuff, and a bit of a chutney thing going on.
That's good.
And enjoy. And then whilst you make your little veggie burgers up, I'll say welcome to episode 84, everyone.
84 lockdown, no more.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really actually getting a little side note. Look, quite proud when I say I don't know why it's just kicked in the 80s. Mm. Proud. I'm like, man, we've hit our 80s. We're at episode 84.
It's like senior citizenship now, isn't it?
I feel like this is no longer, and it has, I ain't going to lie, it's felt like we're just starting. You know, we've only just started.
Episode 20, I thought, still a baby.
It's a bit like when I think of myself and I'm like, I'm 43.
Yeah.
And you got to stop and say it.
Ross.
I'm 43. Like, when did that happen? Because I still feel like I ain't got a clue about anything.
When someone asks me how old I am, I have to take a minute and think about it.
Yeah. And then you say
32.
32. Oh. No, but in my mind, Satch, you're still 25, 26.
That's what I mean. 27.
What you were when we met. Yeah, 27. 27 we really got to know that.
Yeah.
But anyway, welcome to episode 84. Thank you. If you've been there from day one, if you've been there from episode one, or like, I don't know, anyone else getting loads of messages this week about all the people catching up?
Yes.
Yeah, we've had a lot of that. A lot of people catching up.
Loads of catcher-uppers. So if you're a catcher-upper and you're kind of binge listening, thank you again. Spread a good word. And we love podcasts. We love all podcasts. I enjoy... You know, everything from your Joe Rogans to business ones. And I'm excited to say on today's podcast, we have Jay Sean. Because
Jay Sean. That was my impression. I didn't want to do that in front of him. But
people won't understand why that's an impression, though.
Why?
Because
everyone knows that.
Do you think so?
Yeah, everyone knows
that. That was his thing, isn't it? With Jay Sean.
He still does it on songs.
Yeah, I think he still does it. Yeah, he's very good.
He's good at it. He's really good at it.
It's one of the things that impresses me the most when he goes,
and then he even does it on the Sean bit as well, which I can't do.
Well, you can't do any of it, but...
Right.
and so we've got Jay Sean. He's coming up in a minute. You're going to hear him chatting to us from his New York home. Did you get a little glimpse of his home, by the way?
We got a little glimpse.
We did. Yeah, we saw a little bit of it.
What did you see?
Oh, no, I'm not like you where I noticed things like that. I mean, I just thought he was on a white sofa.
No, not that. The bit, because he was moving with his phone screen.
Oh, no, I didn't see it. I didn't really care.
You didn't see the floor to ceiling window?
I wouldn't have been.
See, that's the difference. That's what a 43-year-old does. There's a megastar on the chat, and I'm like going, "Oh, what's his house like?"
You know,
more like because
stalker.
I actually genuinely didn't know where he was. Mm. So did you notice that one of the first questions I asked him, I say, "Where are you?" Because I'm like, "What city do you now live in, or what?" But it looked very New York-y, which is what he tells me he's from. Anyway, you can hear that chat in a moment.
Yeah,
and talking of homes. Welcome inside my home.
I mean, we're still social distancing.
Yes.
Well, actually, this works really well because we've literally turned the tables of life.
Yeah.
And now we've gone sideways on the table. I quite like this.
I quite like this as well.
It feels like
because we're not close to each other. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bit like when you get new bed sheets or paint the house or something like that. You know, you're like, oh, it's the same but different. But
Just a bit of feng shui. Just change it around.
Yeah. Why do you even say feng shui like a bendu? I don't know feng shui.
Feng shui. I think this is all right because obviously, as we know, from the weekend, things are open. You can kind of go off and do whatever you want.
I think this is what we have to address this. And the question is, that is lingering on everyone's minds, is, are we still in lockdown?
No.
Huh?
We're not in lockdown, are we? Because they've loosened.
We're not in lockdown, but we still have certain steps we need to follow.
Right. So there
hasn't been any rules that you can go and, like, you know, just have your 30 family member gathering at your gaff yet, Tommy. I don't know. Someone looks a bit guilty there.
I'm not going to say the podcast in case it's a proper illegal maneuver, but yeah, okay, I'm listening to your point. Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, there's still like nail bars are not open yet. Do you see what I mean?
I mean, it's not that we're going to sit here and do each other's nails or anything.
No, but I'm saying a lot of women are complaining that salons are not open yet.
But barbers are.
But barbers are going to be or are,
So how much closer does a nail...
Theatres are not allowed as well because obviously, you know, when they're on stage, they have to project.
Singing. Mm. Yeah, but what I'm getting is how much closer is a barber or a theatre singer than a nail salon.
But I think with the theatre thing, it's because when you're on stage, you have to project your voice. Therefore, you got more chance of spray coming out.
Have you seen how much they gas in the nail bars?
I think it's the whole case of you have to sit next to people, isn't it? And it's the same as a cinema. Do you see what I mean? Unless you do social distancing when you kind of have
every other seat
two seats.
But also, you're getting a lot of spit in your face.
No, you don't get spit in your face.
No, there is a chance of that. I've read about this. This is why the government are not letting it open.
Because you get spit in your face.
Because the actors and everyone who are singing, they when you talk, your spit and everything, you're projecting all of this airborne virus.
Mm. No, you know what? I got to agree with you. One of the most off-putting things that happened to me at the theatre, actually one of the recent times we went, probably Christmas time, is there was a guy singing at Panto, and because of the way the lights shine, you can see the spit coming off his mouth.
See?
Like, to the extent that, we watched it, and I remember, I stopped, you know, you as always, it's like, you know when you get distracted when someone's talking, like, do you ever meet people that do that when they talk, and all of a sudden they go, stops, and then before you know it, you're not listening to what they're saying, and you're like, you're just going, all you hear is, you're hearing that bit. And the same
remix.
Way, I stopped watching this guy, and I'm just watching a spit coming out of his face. Ugh. I turned, looked to my wife, and she made the gesture, like, look at the talk coming out. I went, I know.
Look at your faces,
but it's just kind of, you're right. So you're okay. I get the theatre thing. Yeah.
I went to the barbers this weekend because obviously it was open. I didn't go
Super Saturday. Did you go?
No, I didn't go on Saturday because the queue was down the road. There was about a queue of 12 people outside the barbershop.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, if you're number 12 at the back of it, that, like, to do one haircut's what, half an hour?
Yeah.
There's three barbers in there. Like, that's a good couple of hour wait. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be waiting outside, I thought, forget that.
I saw people queuing up outside barbers as well. I felt sorry for them.
So this is what I mean. I've got a great barber. He's figured out how to do an online booking system thing. So no more... a genius.
Good for you.
He smashed it.
I chanced it a bit on Sunday afternoon.
Right.
Straight in, sat in the seat, had my haircut.
Did you have a mask on?
I had a mask on.
Did he?
He had a mask on.
Right.
Obviously, when he had to cut parts, I took the mask off.
Did you talk?
But the only thing, we did talk. We're not meant to. But then I was talking, but then I was
looking
into a mirror.
Yeah.
He was talking, but he had a mask on and he had like this sort of face guardy.
Yeah,
kind
the
of
little
thing
plastic.
On.
So like,
he was
visor.
Cool. Nothing was. But what was shocking was no one else in the shop had a mask on. All the hairdressers did. People didn't.
What you mean? Hold a minute. There was people in the hairdresser.
Yeah,
obviously.
No, but that's not allowed.
Of course.
No, I don't think.
Of course
that's...
you are. They had like so where no,
you
you'd go
to.
Into
no but
where
you go. What I mean. No, no, I don't listen, think you should
so
be allowed.
Where you'd go into a barber's, like my barber's, like a massive wall like that. It's got a massive sofa that everyone kind of sits along. So you sit next
yeah,
to people.
Yeah, so does my barber, but so I don't think that's allowed.
He's put like cubicles in there.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah. So he's cut up his sofa. Okay. Do you see what I mean? So you get one seat.
Is there shields in between?
A little private booth.
So you can't speak to the person.
To the right.
Oh, well done. Yeah, no, that's
Do you
fine.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
So, coming back to your original question, Kedge.
Yeah.
Are we in lockdown? Clearly not, because we are not locked
Well, I mean,
down.
If you saw pictures of Soho on Saturday.
Oh.
I mean, it was... Have you not seen it?
No.
Wow.
Have you not seen it?
It was so, literally, Super Saturday, obviously, in the UK, 4th of July, Independence Day.
Oh, right, yeah, of course.
We were told that bars were open from 6 in the morning. Pubs, it was all there. They was out in Watford. The people had put their tents out there. They wanted to be there for the first pint.
Yeah.
And by the evening, you can imagine the chaos. So, you know, the middle of London, Soho, and all of those areas are just rammed with people, no social distancing. And lo and behold, I think a few pubs have had to shut down as of today.
Can we just get this in check? Because this is a classic scaremongery going on by Kedge. Right?
See, even
right?
See, we don't know.
That's
what
yes, you're
about.
Right. Three pubs closed.
I didn't see that
coronavirus was found.
See,
in certain people. Hold on a minute. Yeah. 59,000 pubs are still open.
Okay, no, that's
so
no,
just
that's,
to put yeah, it in perspective.
No, yeah. but what I'm saying is those three pubs. But go on.
I think what the worst part was when I woke up on Sunday and I turned Twitter on, the police came out with a statement and said, drunk people cannot social distance.
No, we know
and
that.
I thought, how is this even news?
Yeah.
Like, why is this correct. Even? Why are you telling me this information on Sunday morning and winding me up?
Exactly. Proper pressing your buttons.
Correct.
Okay. So we're in half lockdown, but we're inside. We're being sensible. We're keeping a distance. We hope you are as well. You're going to love our chat with Jay Sean. He's got a brand new podcast that he's just started. Give his podcast a listen. We love podcasts. Go check them all out. Find your podcast. Spread the word. This is our man, Jay. He'll be on straight after this. देसी है देसी वो देसी देसी सब पर कितने देसी है जो गानों में अपने बोलते सच ये सच का नंगा नाच है मिठास का पर्दाफाश है कल किसने देखा जीले तेरी अंतिम तो राज है उम्र चार जेब में झोल के रुपए पड़े पांच है तिरले वो टॉफी मेरी मिशन उसे बनाना आठ है दोनों को बड़ी लाते फर्क सिर्फ इतना मुझे नीचे तुझे ऊपर बस वही थोड़ी सी अलग बात है जो तेरे सबसे खास है वही जहरीले सांप है अधूने निकले प्यार जब तेरी माँ है तेरे पास में आता सवेरा जब झेलेगा तू ये काली रातें अब 5-9 गली गैंग छोटे इतिहास अगली गैंग 5-9 छोड़े इतिहास है नकली रैपर नकली गैंगस्टरों का सर्वनाश है हसी के झीले जी के सीखले कभी मेरी बातें अजी के सीखले सीखे झीले कभी मेरी बातें थोड़ा सा फर्क भाई असली अपने तरफ भाई थोड़ा सा फर्क मेरा हरा तेरा गरद भाई थोड़ा सा फर्क मैं हूँ हर चीज में सरस भाई थोड़ा सा अलग क्योंकि तेरे में मेरे में फर्क भाई थोड़ा सा फर्क भाई असली अपने तरफ भाई थोड़ा सा फर्क मेरा हरा तेरा गरद भाई थोड़ा सा फर्क मैं हूँ हर चीज में सरस भाई थोड़ा सा अलग क्योंकि तेरे में मेरे में फर्क भाई मैं मेरे माँ के लिए जी रहा हूँ मैं मेरे माँ के लिए जी रहा हूँ अब तुमसे क्या छुपाना माँ अब कभी गम में भी पी रहा हूँ मैं मेरे माँ के लिए जी रहा हूँ मैं अपने माँ के लिए जी रहा हूँ अब तुमसे क्या छुपाना माँ
What's happening?
Oh, good.
Yes, Jay.
How are you?
Oh, mate, I'm all right, man. I'm all right. Sorry for the bit of the old delay, but
most
modern people nowadays don't use Skype. So I had to download a new Skype app. You know what I'm saying?
You're absolutely right. And most modern Asians have watches. So no, you're right. Absolutely right. Absolutely fine. Tell us, where are you right now, Jay? Where are you? Where are you sitting? What are you doing?
I am actually in my house, in my living room.
And where is the house? Which house? What city are you in?
Oh, sorry, New Jersey. Right next. Those people that don't know, it's basically right next to New York. That's why I just say, normally I say New York, innit? And then people catch me out. Yeah. Like, but not. You're in Jersey, actually. And I'm like, oh, yeah, but the rest of the world doesn't know the difference.
Yeah. It's like Stansted is not in London. Luton is not in London. They're just lying.
I like to say, when people used to say, where did you live? And I was actually in Hounslow. I used to go, Austerly.
Very posh.
Yeah, I've heard it's a really nice place. I go, yeah, it's really nice.
Lovely, gorgeous. Hey, listen, welcome to the podcast revolution, my friend.
Yeah.
So you've got a podcast. What's it called? What's it about? Why are you doing it?
So it's called Basement Banter. The reason it's called Basement Banter is originally it was because of the bants that we had in from the basement that I was doing my stuff from, my IG lives and this, that, and the other. And then I stopped doing it from the basement. I'm actually doing it from my living room. And then I thought, well, it's called Basement Banter now, so I'm just going to leave it as that. But the bants is the most important thing. So it's literally like this, as you guys know, right? I have been on this side of the fence for my entire career with you guys asking me stuff about my life, right? And I thought to myself, yeah, that's wicked, but I've learned so much from that. I've met so many interesting people, but I've also got so many stories to tell, but in my own way, because there's only certain things, you know, there's only certain things we're going to talk about when we go on radio, because they'll ask you, see, and usually they'll ask you about your new song and what was the inspiration behind it and all this. And I'm like, bruv, there's so many things about my life that my fans don't know. We need to talk about it.
And also, if I'm honest, when I think of you, you've done the radio thing, you've done broadcasting, you were on the radio years ago, you know. So actually, you're one of your skills is that not only can you sing and write, but you're a great storyteller. You're such a strong personality. I don't want to compare you to any other artist that just sing and just perform. I'm not knocking that. But what I mean is, there's more to you, and your chat game is up there. You know, like you can hold your own in banter.
Oh, it's true. It's true, Tommy, because the thing is, we have so much jokes. You know what it's like when you get a guest and you're like, oh, please don't be dry, don't be dry, don't be dry.
Every week. Well, before you came on, we were like, is Jay sure? That ain't going to be dry.
No, that's it.
Exactly. Right. But if they are dry, you have to amp up your, and you guys are already so, you know, your personalities are so extrovert that you can even get the dry, you can get the best out of even a dry person. Yeah. And I think that is a very unique quality. Not everybody's able to do that, you know.
I challenge you though, Jay, on that one. You said that Tommy could get the best out of any dry person. If you get a moment, have a look at Tommy when he chats to ARM on.
Oh, don't. Listen.
I need to watch this.
Don't, Jay. What Kedge's doing is he's luring you into the trap. I'm in the trap already where South India hates me. Don't you go there as well, okay? Because I didn't realize he's a demigod. And I didn't realize that you can't take the mick out of a man who's not that vocally responsive. And talking of guests, though, who are you having your banter with? Who are your crew on the basement banter?
Yes, good. I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, so I got two guys. There's one called Todd. Todd's my engineer. He records me and has been recording me for all of my songs for a number of years. Wow. So the reason he's really important is because you think about that. He knows me on a whole other level. While I'm recording my songs, the kind of nonsense I'm doing on the microphone, it's just between me and him. It's always just me and him. So that's always a fun little thing. He knows me in a very different way. Adam has been with me in my life for literally 15 years, almost since the beginning of my career. And the reason I love chatting with him is he's the typical overly polite, overly sort of, you know, British, white idiot that you need on a show to be the sore thumb. So that when I'm there interviewing like rappers, he's like, yeah, no, wonderful. No, I do love, I actually love a bit of hip-hop. You know, and it's so funny because it creates this really awkward tension dynamic in the room, but that people love because he's like my Carl Pilkington, you know, like Grace had his, except the difference with Adam is Adam's very, very educated. It's too educated, actually. He uses really big words that I don't even understand.
He's clever. He's a clever guy.
He is. So it's nice, man. It's nice. We have a good laugh.
And I would imagine an engineer knows you, like you say, knows you well, but also you got that almost like couple-like relationship because an engineer's got a feedback and go, that was okay, Jay, but if we can try it like this, or I see what you did there with the vocal, but actually this works better. That's an intimate thing to feedback to an artist, and you've got to really respect him and he's got to respect you. You know, like, so it must be tight.
You brought up such a good point because not everybody would understand that. That is so true. So you think about this. Imagine when I'm doing a show and I'm singing, all I'm ever used to majority of my life is people going, yeah, amazing. Yeah, yeah. And here he is the only one guy in the world whose job is it to go, yeah, it's all right. Be a better mate. Go again.
It's true.
So it's you're right, a very different level of honesty.
What I'm loving, as well as the fact that you've entered this new lease of life with the podcast, is the posts of your daughter.
Yeah.
Will she feature in the podcast? Is she a star in the making? That girl has got more personality than that is feasible to pack into somebody so tiny.
Yeah. So she is. The initial idea was to do a segment on every show called Ava's Take. And Wicked. What we would do is we'd be talking about current affairs and we'd throw it over to Ava, go, what do you think? And then her just come out with like just the most raw opinion. Except the reason we didn't have it in the initial Basement Banters was because I shot all of those in LA in February. So all obviously, because right. I was in LA for a month, Ava wasn't there. But now that she's here, yeah, I'm going to be bringing her onto these podcasts. I'm recording one today in a couple of hours and she'll be on it. So,
see, what I love about her is she's not trying to be funny.
No.
She just is. Yeah. You know, and that's the best funny. Like you say about your Carl Pilkington characters and all that. They're not trying to be posh. They're not trying to be this. She's got that random comedy gene, you know, like that crazy look to camera. She can do all of that. And I'm thinking, oh my word. And I looked at her when I saw the videos on your Insta. I was like, this one's a little pataka. This Dude. One's a little pataka. I tell you, she's got it.
Funny, right? So like yesterday, we were watching some American Idol. She loves watching, like, you know, she loves watching The Voice India Kids, the kids who sing on the, and all the Indian stuff. She loves that. So then I guess somehow that went on to some other thing. Then there was this kid who was on American Idol and they were singing and Ava's watching, and bear in mind she's only six, and it wasn't a kid, sorry, it's about sort of 20 years old, and she's watching it, and honestly it was terrible. It was really bad. It was awful. But Ava, I'm looking at her face. She hasn't said anything yet. There is a look of disgust on her face. And then she goes to me, Dad, what am I watching right now? And I went, this is an idol. She's like, this is the level of talent it takes to get on a show like this.
Oh, wow.
I'm seeing the deepness, the analysis. So then wait, you're not ready for it. She goes, but they didn't call you yet, did they, Dad? Big put down. So she was like, even you're not good enough to get
out. I saw a video of you and her talking about Donald Trump. I love that. But a couple of things have happened over sort of in the last 48 hours or so, which has kind of got me excited. And obviously now that we're talking to you, kind of helps. And that is Kanye West has decided to run for presidency. Now, obviously, you've been mingling with all of these people. How close are you to Kanye? Can we see you as chief of staff or something like that soon?
I only met Kanye once in Hong Kong. We were getting on the same plane and he blanked me big time.
Come on.
Big time blankage. He was sitting down there and I went, oh, I was like, what's up, bro? I think we just did a show together. It was like some big festival. And he didn't even, bro, he didn't even look at me. He was looking over here and he shook my hand like this way. And I thought, that's it. It's just, you know.
Maybe he thought you were going to ask him to take a dechi onto the suitcase, you know, like take something onto the plane. Like, bro, look, I know you've got the allowance. Just take my dechi. Take my dechi, man. So he thought, you know what, avoid him. And now you'll be cool with you. So now that you know you'll be president.
Country's gone mad. World's gone mad.
I'm the queen of the jungle, phir bhi mujhse zyada tere na. I mean, other than sort of like the podcast and stuff like that, what's happening music-wise? Like, what can we hear next? Because obviously you've done the Guru track, which we love. Like, you know, we didn't even kind of see that coming. So, you know, what's next for Jay?
So I have another single coming out in a couple of weeks in mid-July. I don't know the date properly. I should, but it keeps, you know, these things keep changing. I think around the 15th or 17th, something like that, of July. And it's a song called Changing, and it's with this guy called Sick Kick. Now, Sick Kick is, this is mad. Have you heard of him, any of you guys?
No.
Okay, so check this out. So I found this guy on Instagram, okay? I was following him. He's a beatboxer, rapper, singer, producer. He does, listen, everything. DJ, it's disgusting. But he wears a mask. No one's ever seen his face. Now, I was following this dude, and I was like, this guy is so creative, so talented. So one day, I'm watching, I don't even know if he knows I'm following him. One day, he does this video where he's singing this melody. And I found myself singing that melody all day long. And I went, you know what? This is a bad boy melody. This could be a smash hook. So I DM him. I'm like, what's up, man? I was like, I follow you. You're really sick. That melody that you posted today, is that one of yours? Is it an actual song or were you just freestyling or what? He goes, oh, I was just freestyling. First of all, he was like, oh, dude, I'm a huge fan. I can't believe you're following me. I didn't even know. Because he didn't follow anyone. So I said, cool. So we get to talking, whatever. He says to me, why don't you send me an Insta story of you singing my melody back to me and tag me so I can find it? I said, all right. So all I did was, yo, Sick Kick, this one's for you. And I sing the melody. This guy takes the audio from the Insta story and turns it into a full song.
Wow.
Okay. On his IG. So I'm like, rotted. So now I call him up. Now we're talking properly. I said, where do you live? And he goes, Toronto. I said, coming tomorrow. So I got on a plane and I went to Toronto to finish the song so that I could actually write verses to it and this, that, the other.
Amazing.
And now the song's coming out in July. It's bad. And it was all done over IG.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Amazing.
Lockdown production, that is.
Yeah.
So during lockdown, would he wear a mask on top of his mask or would he? No, but here we go. Just want to know about the practicality. Like, is the current mask that he wears
doesn't have a hole for breathing? No.
Oh man! And when you get told off by your dad and he hits you, is that called a sick kick as well? Because he'd be sick. I've got sick kicks, sick slaps, sick like chuppels being thrown across the room. So I'm just thinking this guy could fit well into the Asian scene. I feel like he's a part of my family already. I like him.
He's wicked, dude. You're going to really like it. And the song is mad. The song is mad. It's something like you've never heard before. It's just really different, man. Amazing. So I'm really excited about it. We do have more songs to follow up. Bro, what the mad thing is, bro, none of us here, we don't, as artists, performers, we don't know when we're back on a road again, man.
Yeah,
for sure.
And how is the lockdown going down there? Because, I mean, it's not... From what we can hear, it's not going that great there, is it? It's
Ika is messed up, mate. It is messed up. But you know what it is? It's so interesting. A lot of people don't understand that America, if you've never been, is like 50 United Kingdoms.
Yeah.
You understand? So you're trying to control
Todd.
50 United Kingdoms and trying to tell them all to stay at home and this and that. It's just an H1. Each state's got their own mindset. Like, no, I don't even believe in the coronavirus. I think there's one big conspiracy. And so that whole state has gone to crap. They're not going to listen to you. And if they don't listen to you, they're going to spread it around to everyone else. So it's just mental, mate.
See, this is exactly why Kanye West needs you in his cabinet when he comes into power. Do you see what I mean? You got the brains, bruv.
Yeah. Mate, listen. So, yeah, but we're all right. We're staying at home. We're being good. We're being safe and, you know.
And have you been enjoying, are you enjoying it now? Have you kind of embraced the lockdown? Because it must be nice in some respects that you are home and you can just be around.
Yes, I love being with my kids. I love spending my time at home. I am honestly, like, I'll be honest with you, I'm itching to get back on stage. Yeah. This is the longest I have been away from the stage in my entire career. I have not been away from stage this long. It's very weird. I miss performing. I miss traveling. I miss traveling, bro. I do. I love traveling. I love getting out on planes and going to different, exploring cities, bars, restaurants. I love all of that. So I miss that.
Because you're not doing Ryanair and EasyJet. That's why you love it. You know what I mean? And like, of course you love. And I'd imagine it is nice to hit a different city. You know there's going to be a show. There's a team of people. And like you said, you've got your boys, you've got your team. That whether it's the Todd or the, you said Todd and Adam?
Adam, yeah.
Yeah? Would they come on tour with you? Would they be like on the road with you? Could you do podcasts on the go?
I have a different crew for that. So I'll have my tour road. Adam used to be. Adam was on the road with me right in the beginning. He was my tour manager, and we have tons of stories from that. Of, you know, again, remember where I started? My roots were in the Desi community. So I was doing gigs at bloody whatever that hotel was on Park Road, the Park Avenue Hotel or whatever.
Park,
that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
The one with the Sky Garden.
Yeah, all of them ones. That was
Hilton.
The Hilton, doing those gigs in the beginning, just proper our raves. And then you've got this tall guy from Sussex who's just trying to look after me to make sure I don't get in trouble.
That's what makes the world a beautiful place, how things can kind of connect up, how music does it. And also, I will say, bringing it back to your podcast connects you to people. And I think it'd be so nice for people to hear, because we know you say so slightly different, but I know how much chat you've got. I think it'd be nice to hear those stories, hear the journey, hear the lessons, hear the fun, hear the game, and hear you in your new kind of context, you know, your new world that you've now created.
It's a good podcast. It is a very, I've heard it. It's a good podcast. I like it. I like listening to all of that stuff from, because for me, for us lot, it was like to see one of our bandas up there with Lil Wayne and Sean Paul and all these people that we raved, and he was like, he's there with them. I love listening to that. So that's why it is brilliant.
Thank you, man. I love that. And like, I tell all of these stories that you don't expect me to hear, because people always hear the glamorous stuff. They never hear the crap stuff. Cool, they never hear about when I actually met Birdman, and for the first month, he did not know my name, kept calling me Ride It Man, because that's all he knew. It was too confusing, this notion of whether it's Jay and Sean, because they're both first names. He didn't know. So one minute he's calling me Sean, next Jay, and he goes, then he just started calling me a Ride It Man for a good month.
Hold on. But didn't your mum call him Chitty Bunda? Didn't your mum say?
I've already told you his name is Birdman. She goes, but that's silly, isn't it? Yeah. I go, don't say that to him. Just be cool. And I go, you know what? Forget it. His name's Baby. She goes, that's even more bloody silly. This is funny, man. But again, of course, when they met, Mum was completely fine and Birdman loved it, because he's a quite a very family-oriented person. So, you know, it was really nice. But all of these kind of stories, man, I feel like now's the time to tell them. Why not? Yes. I've had enough years in the game, you know?
I think the one story that, you know, stood out for me from what I've heard so far is the whole Regard thing. Like, I was shocked about that. You said about, you know, Ministry of Sound reaching out and saying that it was someone else on the track. I was like, what? How?
Yeah, it's mad.
Imagine what you were feeling like.
Singing, bro. The whole time it's been me singing. And I have to deal with people who go, oh my God, can you believe this guy called Jay Sean's trying to cover a God song, write it? And it's like a real slow version.
Brilliant.
It's all right. It's all good. But it's mad. It's been a blessing in disguise, but also mental, like the kind of side of this industry that nobody gets, you know?
And that's you do. And so when you do all go back to them, when you're whizzing around the world, will this carry on, or is the podcast just a lockdown thing?
This is definitely going to carry on. So what's interesting is, yes, the timing wise, it has come out during the lockdown, which one would think that this is what I'm doing during this time. But I actually, like I said, shot the first season in February before the lockdown. Then I took it to the Bass and Banter Lives, which I took it onto IG Live and had some great guests there, because I thought everyone's at home, mate. I can get everyone now.
Yeah.
No one was doing anything. Everyone wants to get involved.
You got no excuse. If you don't come on, it's because basically you don't like me and you don't want to be my friend. So that's it. And it's all good. But so it's going to carry on, bruv.
Good on you. Listen, Basement Banter is what it's called. We'll tell everybody to go and check it out. Go and have a little listen. And when you're next over this way, please let us know. And but I want to ask, how is Mum and Dad? Are they all good? Is everyone?
And they're safe. They're well. So it's hard, man. I miss them because I normally see them a good 3-4 times a year.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, but they're all doing well. They're all
good.
Doing well.
Good to hear. Good, they are genuinely lovely people. We met them a few times now. They come to the events, and particularly when you're doing shows in the UK, they'll pop by. But they're lovely, and I think that reflects in you, man, because you're a good, rounded, decent, head on your shoulders, smart lad. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
And nah, that's definitely the parents. That's definitely.
No, I know.
No, he's a smart lad because we went to the same university. Do you know what I mean? That's why.
Oh, did you?
Did you?
Kendrick always got some random connection to people. He played football with Kamal Khan. You went to school with, what's his name? Riz Ahmed. Okay, yep. So what's the Jay Sean connection? What were you studying then, Kedge?
Well, no, I was. I mean, I'm not as clever as him. He was doing medical stuff. I was just. I was the only Asian one that doing French and German at Queen Mary's Hospital.
Oh my God! What bloody use is that? Yeah, right.
Brilliant.
Listen, Jay, we're going to carry on our banter. You carry on your basement banter. Good luck with it, and we will see you soon, bro. Thank you so much.
So nice talking to you, man. Well done.
Thank you, man. Big up.
Later, lads.
Great, isn't he? Jay Sean, yeah. Let's take a moment and just say thank you for coming on and having a chat with us. But he's an all-round mega talent.
He is.
Singing, rapping, he's moved. And again, I said it to one of our other guests a couple of weeks ago, if you go and move abroad for your craft and you're living away from family, I lived for a bit in America, it's lonely. You know, you don't have that family around you. It's hard, and he's doing it all on his own. Oh, Rishi. That's, ironically, we're doing Rishi.
Of course.
Set, yeah, you know, Rishi, reset up in America. So so big up, Jay Sean. And actually, you've been his tour DJ, haven't you?
I've DJed for him a few times, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah,
so what,
yeah,
while he's doing gigs and shows
yeah.
and all around the world or country or America?
Mostly
or UK?
Over here.
Okay. So you...
I've done a wedding with him in, where was it? Spain? Barcelona. Yeah.
See, now on his podcast, he talks about the stories and things he gets up to, you know, backstage or the people that he's seen. I would imagine you, after you've DJed, you're going home.
We both did.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Because Sachi's like, nah, mate, I don't do the party.
No, you're right. The few times I've been with him, he's just, we've done it, and then that's it.
See you later.
He's in his cabin, he chipped, and I jumped in my car and went home.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it,
business.
Whereas me and you'd be like, where are we going? Where do we go? But after party, we're after the club, it's after party. He's like, boys, I'm going home.
Are we seeing Shawball? We're seeing Shawball tonight.
Nah, man, we've just, yeah. Nice. It's been good, though. Like, had some jokes.
Good stuff. And actually, hopefully, my chutney has been no joke. How was the chutney?
Oh, yeah, it's a good chutney.
It was good, you know. And I'm a bit gutted that I didn't get to try Kedge's.
Because this was to compare.
You see what I mean? As compared
to compare and contrast.
Tommy, that was beautiful.
Yeah, I like mine because it's a bit more. It's yours is fire. Yours is hot.
Yeah, yours is just
very.
I enjoy
that.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. I want you to know that.
Yours is very palatable.
Yeah, but if I had a piece of chicken or a burger or something, whatever it is, and I would still scoop and dip in yours. I told you I did.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Very brave man.
I had to, and I still
recovering.
And actually, yours gave. I think I mentioned this last week. I gave me instant hiccups because of the chilies.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Which is
the
quite
sweats.
Common. Yeah. Well, not quite the sweats, but just like I felt my diaphragm just contract. But this isn't as hot as that.
No, this is a friendly one. This is a friendly one, but you know it is a friendly chutney. But I think you can use it to just sort
sort of augment the taste of your paneer.
I think the chutney reflects the owner. Like, you know how the dogs look like their owners. Kedge's one, fiery, makes you react instantly. Yep. Your body contracts.
Tells you at the thought bang, of it. Straight to the
Whereas mine is like, flavoursome, layered, accessible, friendly.
I felt welcomed by your one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing was, like I said, the chutney that I made is actually specifically used for more the
sort of like kind of scaring away bad spirits.
It is quite a strong blend, but it's made normally when you're eating Lebanese food, so that's why it is because
a lot of a bit blander. Let's
it
say.
Is sometimes oh, some of the no, you're right. It's Lebanese food can be a little bit bland at times.
It's just because we're comparing everything to garam masala.
No. Like if you have these certain dishes that they have, which can be, like you said, they can be quite bland. Not bland, maybe bland's not right, but not enough masala. So therefore, flavorful. So you need a little kick up, you know, like a little sort of
backside.
Exactly.
Can I just tangent Tommy this, right? Yeah, cool. And it's something I briefly mentioned to you before. This is a typical thing that Desis do. They want to add a lick and a kick and a chili to everything.
Yeah,
we are guilty of wanting to make everything our own.
Don't even get me started on that, because we had a massive argument about this in our house. This week, and it was about falafels actually.
Okay,
because I said this from day one. I've said this from when I was a kid. I say it now. I'm 32 years old. Indians cannot make falafel.
I would
hold a minute. We've had falafels that mum's made.
That's an exception because we know where his dad lived for a little while. Do you see what I mean? So he's got the recipe.
Yeah. So because obviously, he's from the Arab countries. So therefore,
I thought he did time.
So therefore. He learned how to make a falafel in the prison cell. I mean, what kind of prison was that?
You said it like it was undercover, like, we know where he's lived. I'm like,
He's
lived abroad, hasn't he?
Well, no, he was born in Sudan. So obviously, it was a Muslim country. And so they grew up eating that stuff for breakfast, lunch and dinner. So that's why he knows about it. My mum can make all of that, the proper falafel. So I've only grown up eating proper falafel. Yes. And I didn't know any of this other stuff.
That's the thing, like, when we, like, you know, and I hate it. We go, like, my aunt, like, if we go to my aunt's house, she goes, oh yeah, come around, made falafel. I'm like, that is not falafel. Like, stop. I've had falafel when you go to like these places in London, like Marouche or something, and you're like, that is a good falafel. Yeah, do you
lovely,
know what I mean?
Yeah. Light, crispy on the outside.
They just make darna budgia.
What, with that different kind of budgie?
Oh my god, that is spot on.
You can relate.
Oh, that is spot on.
So is it denser?
It's not. It's just not falafel. It's literally just Gujarati budgie.
Yes.
And they put like a bit of dal in it, and to make it a little bit crispy around the sides.
Yes.
They get a brown colour. It's like. Do you remember when you used to get, I don't know, like what's the word? You used to get like LS. Record bags, but instead of having a double L, it would just have one L in it.
Okay, so knockoffs. It's like a
cheap. Yeah, it was just
like your Dubai clothes,
like my Versace shirt. It's just terrible.
The thing is, they're just so proud of it. They're like, have my falafel. I'm like,
hello, Beta, we made falafel today.
And why do they just put green chilies in everything?
That's how they talk.
See, that's it.
The green chilies in everything. Why? What for?
What they put green chilies in the falafel?
In everything. Yeah, the falafel plus everything else.
So, can we just dissect the Gujarat? The falafel that you are moaning about.
Yeah.
What? How is it served? What else do you get in the?
Do you get the tahini? Do you get hummus?
No, you're mad.
You get the Marks and Sparks hummus.
You'd buy hummus, obviously.
Yeah.
Some aunties make the hummus, which is nice.
It's very easy to make.
It's easy to make. Yeah. I actually do like homemade hummus.
Yeah, and a tin of chickpeas, I've got to say, goes a long way. You get a massive tub.
That's what I mean. Anyway. Yeah. So there's that. Then obviously they cut up the salad.
Yeah,
like standard. I'm trying to, it's like little cubes.
Cubes of cucumber.
Do you see what I mean?
I do like, what we call that, brick, to chop something up really nice and little. I do like a salad with something like that.
That's okay, yeah.
There's that. Then sometimes there's like, they just think, oh, we'll just serve it with Indian chutneys for the sake of it. The red one, the green one, the brown one. Just chuck them all out.
And this is what happens at your auntie's Gujarat falafel.
It's not just my aunties.
No,
I mean, to be fair,
I've had it in my family as well.
Exactly, it's everywhere.
Because I know that it causes a massive hoo-ha in our household,
and
when people say we're going to go for falafel, and my dad goes, I'm not eating it.
And I say it straight up when people ask me how's a falafel. I was like, it weren't a falafel. And they get vexed at me, but it's
and
the
what
truth.
Do they, what's the carrier of it? Is it just pita bread,
a wrap, or you know?
Yeah, it's like it's either pita or mostly pita.
It's not the actual sort of the
kubes.
Yeah,
no.
Kubes, what's that?
Kubes, the bread.
The bread.
Oh, is that the proper bread?
Yeah.
So really what they've just made is a veggie Gujarati wrap.
No, he's not. It's just in a pita bread, and it's just not his budget. His budget,
in a pita bread.
Yeah, it is that.
Dry and then you whack on a bit of
hummus, and they go, "We made falafel." Yeah.
No, you haven't.
This is why. When we first, when I started working with Tommy, and then he would go. So we'd go for lunch and whatever, and he would go, "Oh, okay, I'm gonna have this falafel here. We're gonna have falafel there everywhere." He goes, "Tommy just eats falafel," and I'm like, "Wow, this guy, he's eating falafel. How does he know about this?" Because I've never met anyone who knows about falafels, early doors. And then I saw what you eat and I feel so sorry for you.
Why?
Because what they serve on the high street ain't falafels. You get from the Leon Tesco and all of that. Yeah, all of that stuff. It's disgusting.
No, the Pret a Manger one.
No,
the
that's terrible. That's not falafel, is it, Satch?
Agree, nah.
That's not falafel, okay, bro. They've just made into a round shape and they've lumped some stuff into it. And they're selling it to you just because they put a bit of yogurt in it. Right? Oh, tahini. And then all of a sudden, everyone thinks they're eating falafel. That's not falafel.
Oh, tahini.
Yeah, it is. Because you learn one word and that's it. Everyone goes nuts on tahini, but that's not it.
I love tahini. Tahini's delicious.
I get falafel rage, like Satch. And I'm bordering. I'm about to explode.
I can tell. I didn't realize it was really touchy.
Trust me, it winds me up. But here's another family that I came across this week.
another family.
This was actually quite funny. It was a family in India. They live in UP.
Yeah.
And so they wanted to make sabji. What do they put in their sabji? Usually methi.
Right.
Yeah.
For some reason, there was a mix up somewhere getting the methi. Yeah. They actually made sabji with ganja.
Shut up.
Dead serious.
Wow.
It was a big pot.
Hold on, wait, sorry. When you say they accidentally got mixed up, so they didn't go to the methi cupboard and accidentally pick up the ganja, like the marijuana.
I mean, how did they have that much? It's a bit different. Like when you buy your fruit and veg, you usually cook it that day and munch it, don't you?
Correct.
We store stuff. Yeah. They don't store stuff.
Yeah, so it's fresh.
It must have been a case of they went and got it
from the market,
came back with it.
But who buys their methi from a guy on the street on the corner, slips him some money and then walks away and shoves the methi in their pocket?
Unless he was selling the methi in a market.
I don't know where the mix-up has come from,
I've never handled raw sort of ganja, but surely it would smell a bit.
Well, yeah, it stinks.
But then again, methi stinks as well.
Yeah, true.
No, but methi smells of BO, like you say.
But mind you, in India...
Well, so does that,
no,
doesn't it?
But no, well, not BO, but, not really. But over... I remember when I was in Punjab, the ganja sort of just grows everywhere. It's all over. It's in the fields and everywhere. Because I remember I pointed at a leaf and I went, that looks like a marijuana leaf, because you recognise it from all the hip-hop t-shirts and all that, dready. Right? And you go, that looks like a ganja leaf. And he went, yeah, that's a leaf. And my mama goes, that's a field of it. And I look around about it, it was like, everyone was like, oh my
word. So basically, I'm reading the story. What happened was the sun...
I can understand, and it's not as potent. I was going to say, it's not as potent.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, if you didn't look carefully, you could easily get it mixed
up. What happened was, the sun went and got the vegetables.
Oh, there you go, that explains it.
He even looked at it and he goes, this ain't right. Like, something's a bit wrong, but he thought it was dried methi.
Yeah.
He just got dried methi. And then, the daughter-in-law...
got the munchies.
made it. And she just... And there you go, and that's it. The whole family.
Can you imagine the state of that family after that meal?
Not only that, clearly their son's a drug dealer. He's now crapping himself because he's just sold a load of methi to his mates.
I mean, it is a bit sad because they got sick, obviously. The story's a bit.
They caned it. Okay, so please be careful. Don't get your greens
flying high on methi.
Don't get your falafels mixed up.
Yeah.
You know what?
Don't make budgers, please. Don't make budgers.
Stay in your food lane.
Oh, exactly.
Stay in your food lane. Stick to what you know. I'm not here trying to make. I do make guacamole, but I'm not trying.
No, but you make great guacamole. Yeah, but you have been given the Mexican license.
But what is guacamole? It's another chutney. So I'm sticking to what is in my DNA. I'm not trying to go. Oh, who wants a fancy cordon bleu, chef à la duck à la Ryan?
Yeah,
right. I'm staying in my lane. Right?
Exactly.
But, Asians want to make everything their lane. I was going to just quickly say, my neighbours had a concert this week, right? There were some neighbours across the road. They had someone singing in the front garden.
That's
right?
Nice.
An opera singer. It was amazing.
I saw that video, yes.
It was amazing. An opera singer and her husband who was
playing the piano. Her voice was brilliant.
Yeah, but I posted it up on social media. What's the messages I get from all the Asian people?
Go on.
Oscar to sing Gurdas, man. Bruv, you want to get the doll out and join her? And I'm like, look, you haven't got to make everything bindu. You can just leave it to them.
Every time I'm DJing, someone would come up to me and say, can you play a Bangla song? No, it's not that kind of place, bro. No,
exactly. But luckily, here on the podcast, we do play a few Desi tunes.
Yeah.
Like this one.
Yeah.
I've learned this week that I want to share with you, actually we've all learned because we posted it on our social media earlier this week, was that there is a National Chocolate Day.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible. A day.
It is. And I'm sure it is every day for a lot of people.
And can I just, and the kind of thing I learned as a default of that is I learned that there is no National Paratha Day. There isn't one. No. There isn't a National Paratha Day and there needs to be one. And I think it falls upon us. But I don't know what day in the calendar
you want to do it on.
Suits it. Like okay. I don't know why National Chocolate Day is today, but it will have some sort of meaning.
If you had to pick a date right now for that, what would you pick?
See, I don't know. See, I'd probably pick like the coldest day of the year or the saddest day of the year. Because I'm like, then you have some comfort food.
Yeah. I wouldn't go in the summer.
I think it's an October day.
No, I think it's January.
February.
Oh.
Or maybe it's because everyone's dieting in January. Maybe it is October, November.
What do you mean dieting in January?
Dieting.
Oh, right. Everyone's dieting in January. Yeah, that's a bit harsh.
They actually were this year. Early this week.
Yes.
Today, the days that we're recording the podcast, it was National Chocolate Day. And we put up a little poll on our social media as to whose team would you want to be a part of. If you go find the Brown Load on social media, you can follow us there, by the way. And also, you can see the post from earlier this week. Akej, Satch, what did you have in your chocolate? Gold.
Yeah, Whisper Gold, Yorkie, and a Toblerone.
Right, they were Satch's choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
His top three.
Yeah.
So we said, are you a fan of those three? In mine, I went traditional.
You went, very beige.
Snickers? No, it's not beige.
Yeah.
Snickers?
Magnolia.
No. See, why are you hating on me?
It was.
You know what? We're going to fall out. You know, right? Snickers, Kit Kat,
Twix.
And Twix.
It's the same thing, half of them.
It was the same.
Why are you talking about?
It's the most basic.
Kedge, what did you have?
I had double-decker Aero Mint. That is key, mint and crunchy.
Aero Mint tastes like toothpaste.
No, it doesn't.
Double decker, you bite into it and you're like, it's not Snickers. It's not Snickers.
The amount of joy you get per inch or even per centimeter square in a double decker because it's so succulent and juicy. It's just like, juicy. Wow. Yeah, it's beautiful.
See, that's
I would never describe a chocolate as juicy.
Oh, it's juicy.
If anyone was to give you a Snickers, Tommy, any time of the day, you take
it. Yes, absolutely. When the celebration boxes are busted out, I go straight in for the Snickers, and I ain't gonna lie. I'll take two, and I'll take one Malteser. That'll keep me. Then I'll pass it on.
Really?
Yeah. Snickers. I can't go wrong with a Snickers.
I'd go for the Galaxy and the Maltesers first.
I'll go Galaxy because it's a little bit different.
I like Galaxy because it's creamy.
I think it's better than Cadbury's.
No, you can't say that.
Of course it is.
No, you can't. I'll tell you why you like Galaxy.
Why?
Galaxy's a bit like, and I might get in trouble for saying this. Right, here we go. Galaxy's a bit like, when you're married, you check out other women and you might go, oh, she's pretty.
Yeah.
But that's where it ends. That's where it ends. Because I'm married to Cadbury. I've got my Cadbury.
I am, right?
My Cadbury wife is lovely and I love her. But every now and then I might look at her and go, oh, hello, Galaxy.
That's why you go Cadbury fruit and nut. Or you go, you know, so it's still Cadbury, add a bit of flavour to it. You know,
that's like saying I put a wig on my wife. That's not the same.
Yeah, exactly.
What? How have we got onto wives? This is...
Because my wife's brown, same. Chocolate's brown.
I don't think you can compare a Cadbury I don't think it's in competition. I think
Cadbury's better than Galaxy?
Yeah, I think by far it's a superior chocolate. I just think it's a proper chocolate.
Cadbury's is loved all around the world.
Yeah, I mean... That's,
have you tried Cadbury's in India?
No.
No, and I can...
It's got methy in it.
It's disgusting.
No, it is disgusting because they use different preservatives and artificial flavourings because they have to make the chocolate last longer.
I don't know. It's just a taste thing. Galaxy's better, I think.
I just pictured you going around your aunt's house and your auntie going, I've made Cadbury's. No, you haven't. It's budgier. I know what you've done. You do it all the time, you liar.
No, but I mean... You know, like, and to be fair, from the post that we put out earlier this week, the general consensus was you two were kind of.
I think, maybe a bit more Tommy. I think it was a bit more Tommy.
I tell you what, one people have. You're right. I did pick traditional choices, but then I think that also, genuinely, I'm a traditional chocolate buyer. I don't try the new stuff. Like, you know, these chocolate dairy milk that have got like candy popping stuff in it.
Oh, that's well nice.
No, I like that.
I've had the Oreo one. That's nice.
Oh, I don't like Oreo.
That's really nice. But not the other one. So the candy pop, I'm like, no, what are you doing?
How many chocolates do you lick a week?
Lick?
You know what I mean?
In his smash.
Right. I was like, well, I don't know. I mean, I lick three, but I eat one.
What about the chocolates?
Exactly. I mean, you know, I'll go through, I'll lick about 33.
Don't let Kedge anywhere near your chocolate.
I just sit there, you know, at 2 o'clock every afternoon and lick a few.
No, but how many did you go through in a week?
No, I wouldn't say I even eat chocolate on a weekly basis. So I'll probably have it once a week, if that.
Yeah, I don't eat chocolate.
And probably about once every 2 weeks, I'll have a bar of chocolate or I'll have something if I'm just feeling like a bit of a dip.
I don't even do that. So, like, you know, for me, that question was a bit like, you've got to be in a mood for a certain type of chocolate.
You're right.
It's like asking me, what's my favourite song?
You can't answer it.
Or
film or anything. Yeah,
sometimes you go into a shop and you're like, oh, fancy a that today. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Curly Whirly, I should have put in there.
Chomp.
Curly Whirly?
Curly Whirly is brilliant.
I've not had one in the... I would probably say I've had a Curly Whirly over 30 years.
Yeah, I haven't either, but they were brilliant.
No, yeah, because they were 10p and flat.
No, they were big.
No, 10p. You're talking about size. No, I'm not talking about chomp. No,
Curly Whirlies weren't 10p.
Well, maybe because I'm older than you.
Maybe
they were about 15. They were cheaper. Yeah,
they were cheaper because you got nothing in it. It's like
there's a lot of holes in it.
I tell you what, you like Curly Whirly. It's because if you stood a Curly Whirly up next to it, you look hench. That's why you like a Curly Whirly.
You're confused.
Just about. Anyway, happy National Chocolate Day, and I've just won the poll, and I think it's because of the Snickers. I think Snickers sealed it for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So big up all the Snickers lovers.
A lot of bland listeners.
And you know who loves Snickers?
Go on.
Security guards. Standard. I'll tell you what.
Because
you
he has some energy though.
You ask any security guard. You know when you're working with all the places we've worked, and you're going through the reception, you go, do you want anything from the shop? I'm going to the shop. They will always say,
yeah.
I'll grab a Snickers. Snickers and a can of Coke.
It was the essential chocolate to have when you go on your Duke of Edinburgh award
you're
as well.
You're so right. So last week we were talking about all these wacky combinations that have been going on. Flavours.
Heinz and the thing.
This week it kind of evolved a bit and I found some other bits that I thought, that's a bit gross.
Things that Satch has learned this week.
This is what I've learned. Kellogg's in China are making cereal, breakfast, cornflakes. Onion flavoured.
Oh, mate. I mean, I love onions, but onion flavoured cereal.
I tell you what I'm thinking straight away. You know, you get those crispy onion.
You want to put that on the hot dog?
Yeah. You know, you get the crispy onion. No, you can put them. You put them on top of.
What
do they put them on? Where have I seen them? Like a pizza.
Like a salad.
That's
bacon bits. Those bits.
You get onion bits.
Onion bits as well.
So it could work like that, but not with dud in it.
Yeah. with milk.
Onion and dud is a recipe for disaster, surely.
And the other thing that they're doing in China is Costa Coffee actually launched a new drink in China. And it is coffee with the flavour of Coca-Cola.
Oh, I would try that.
I can see that
that's
working.
Like a Coke float kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not.
It's too weird.
Give that a go, though.
But part of me is a little bit like, you know, if I was in China right now, I just wouldn't be experimenting with any food stuff. I'd just say, listen, look, just for a little while, boys and
stay
girls,
in your house,
hold it down a
keep
little
it
bit.
Safe.
Yeah, I get it. A couple of now you, we've got a couple to deal of with the
bubonic as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, bubonic's out.
Yeah, bubonic's out there as well now.
Is that official?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. When you put that in the message up, because you put it in our little chat, I thought you were making it up.
Like, no,
straight up. I saw it online, yeah.
Why do I feel like I don't know what's going on in the news? I don't really watch the news because it's depressing.
Twitter's the place. I just look at what's trending. You find out the news. So that's what I've learned this week.
What have you learned, Kedge?
So I've learned that if anyone is thinking about going on holiday once the air bridges are open, if you're thinking of going to... I know Tommy Sander put his hand up straight away. If you are going to Vienna, then I have got some essential travel advice for you.
Austria. Is that Austria?
In Austria, correct. And that is because there was a man there now and he got fined 500 euros by the police. He was stopped by the police for offending public decency. What does that involve, that crime?
Getting naked.
No.
Getting your toto out.
No. For breaking wind loudly in front of a police officer whilst being questioned.
Oh. What was it? But that's he... Whilst you're being questioned, you're a bit nervous. So maybe
police people said that he behaved provocatively and uncooperatively during an encounter with the officers. That preceded the incident. Correct.
Yeah, but did he do it like they go, oh, tell us your name? He went, my name is, and then leant to one side. And, that would be like.
It's funny you said that. That's exactly. He was on a park bench.
Oh.
And the officers looked at him and told him to get up, and he kind of did that movement.
Did the lean.
And then there was a whole lean gust back. Of wind that came out. And they actually basically said, I'm sorry, we're going to uphold this this fine now. So this is wow. Now the benchmark has been set. So if you are going
for
to...
For a bud.
For a bud. That's an expensive bud.
600?
500 euros.
Speaking of wow. buds, I saw something really funny this week.
Oh, here we go.
What is the link to this?
Because we didn't know we were going to talk about buds today.
No,
but
didn't.
It was...
we don't never know what we're going to talk about.
It was on Facebook last night I was looking at it. I was sitting there laughing by myself and I thought, this is really childish. It was a fella yeah. in Costco.
Oh, yes, this is brilliant.
He picks up, do you know, like the speakerphone thing that you can
make yeah, and then a bud into
and
it.
He rips into yeah, it.
I've seen
and
that.
It's so loud. Yeah. I want to try that. But you could but the not timing it. Has to be incredible.
Yeah, and also.
And also sometimes, I mean, say it could be a no-show. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So then that would be embarrassing. Why are you holding a phone to yeah, your backside?
Give me a second. I'm
round two's coming.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there you go. On that beautiful note.
Exactly. It's a funny video.
Funny. Yeah, the bagwas we get sent. Thank you very much. Thank you to you. Thank you to Jay Sean. Check out his podcast. We'll be back next week. Spread the word. Do what you got to do. Look after each other. Keep a nice social distance.
Yeah.
And I promise you, I'm not having a family gathering soon. So do not come and check my house this weekend. Promise. Laters, boys.
Laters.
Thank you. Thank you.
Laters.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.